dude, I'm hurting right now.
Yeah.
Why are you hurting?
I'm full.
Oh, what'd you eat?
I went to the new barbecue place.
Oh, yeah?
What's that?
What you got?
It's called Papa Diesel's Barbecue.
Papa Diesel. Ooh.
That was cool that you guys said that. This shit's good.
Where's in the Popka?
Yeah, it's in the, like.
Is it Papa
Hunt Club?
What is it? Papa Diesel?
Papa Diesel. Papa Diesel's Barbecue.
That's in Diesel, the Shack?
Yeah, Shack okay. Diesel, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Papa was a food truck. He just opened. You know where Rebounders is over by Hunt Club? Mm-hmm. Like between Popka and Altamont?
Listen, I stop. Well, I-4.
At I-4?
At I-4. I used to cross it just to do fucking stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because it's the next road over.
Yes.
And to visit you.
Right.
And to go to Winter Springs. Anything. All that is, to me, is fucking Orange Mogadishu.
Yeah. It's good. Papa Diesel's Barbecue.
Yeah.
Off, 436 and Hunt
he makes
Club.
It in the 40-gallon drums.
Yeah. He's got the big barrel smoker.
Yeah.
Brisket is fucking phenomenal. It was good. And I ate way too much. Because we spent, I went with the wife and kids, so it cost.
Oh, wait. Hey, can we guess the bill?
Yeah, guess the bill. So you got brisket.
So here's the bill. Here's what I got.
Just tell us the
beats. I'm going to tell you what I got. I got a loaded baked potato with brisket.
Cool.
Melissa got brisket, a half pound of brisket, and two sides. Mm-hmm. Sayla just ate my two sides. I wouldn't let her order a fucking nothing.
Yeah.
She ate my.
Okay. That would have upset you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then both the boys each got a pulled pork sandwich.
Okay.
I'm going to say $57.
Okay.
63.
Okay. You're both very wrong.
Really?
Yes.
Less or more?
More.
Holy shit.
Whoa. Yeah.
Dude, baked potato brisket, I'm going to say like 17. And change.
$15.
Sounds about right. 17. I think it was 12 plus, I think it was $5.
The sandwich has got to be like $12, $13 each.
Mm-hmm.
And then Alyssa got the platter. So that's at least another 18, maybe 19.
Fucking Papa Diesel fucking double charge you.
So how'd you hit up past 63?
First of all, did you just add the numbers you just said out loud?
And then drinks? Everyone got drinks.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's another $15.
All right, so now it's probably pushing to 70.
$3 a drink.
It was $81 or something like that.
God damn. Did you tip Papa Diesel?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you tip too? You tip?
So yeah. This was like 100.
Wait, you don't tip?
You don't tip? You tip. Don't stop being a dick.
First, wait, time out. I'm picturing it like Four Rivers where you just like you just order and walk and then pay and then go sit down. Is it like that?
Yes.
Oh, I'm not tipping. I am not tipping for that.
Okay.
If I go and I go, hey, I want this on, the Subway style glass, and then I go pay the register, and they go, hey, your bill's $50. That's it.
Okay, so hold on. So what about, actually, it's more like
a food truck.
It's more like Ellie Lou's.
Okay, so you order.
They give you a number.
Yeah.
You go sit down.
Yeah, and they bring you the food.
And they bring you the food.
Yeah, no, I'm tipping. No way.
You're not tipping?
No. That's ridiculous.
What?
So what is what? Wait, hold up. So, okay, calm down.
Did I have to go get my own drinks? The fountain drinks, I had to go get them?
No, they gave
us a can.
They gave us the drink.
The can.
Oh, so just give you the drink, boom, that's it, that's done.
Yeah, they gave us a drink at the place, right where you ordered.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Tip out of here.
Food truck?
Food truck. What about it?
You tip?
No.
Okay. So, what is your standard for tipping?
Sit down restaurant where they have to, like, I have to order, they have to bring me my drinks, bring me my food.
Okay.
That's tip.
Okay.
No, if it's like commissary line, Chipotle style line shit, no tip.
I can tell you right now.
You tip at Chipotle?
No.
Exactly.
But I don't tip at chain restaurant, place like that as a chain.
I don't tip at a franchise.
No, that's a franchise thing. But I'll tip at this guy. The guy just opened the restaurant.
Tip at when I used to go to Jeremiah, I would tip at Jeremiah's.
What's Jeremiah's?
The icy place?
You tip that?
Yeah.
Fuck out of here.
They're college kids, dude.
And?
They're high school and college kids.
Sound like a, hey man, struggle. For ice cream, you tip?
Yeah.
No way.
Yes.
No way.
See, I'm not a poor.
I'm not.
Why?
It's not being a poor.
Why would you not tip them?
I'm not tipping for ice cream. That's crazy. You just.
I like you just say, that's crazy.
No, I don't tip.
It's crazy. No. Pedro, we're crazy.
Yeah.
The price is already high as it is. I'm not going to tip more.
Well, what the fuck is the waiter doing?
I guess I get honestly, I don't want to tip him either. Let's be honest. I could do your job, buddy. I mean, you're just let's eliminate the middleman. I just want to order, sit down, and then bring the food, and then we're done.
Yeah.
We don't need all this interaction. I mean, that's it, realistically. Yeah, I get it. But I wouldn't tip. I wouldn't tip Chipotle. I wouldn't tip at a chain restaurant. I wouldn't tip at an ice cream place for sure.
It was $100 with the tip.
Yeah.
Do you tip? So let me ask you this. Do you tip a bartender?
Unfortunately, yes.
Unfortunately, yes.
Why unfortunately?
If it's a beer, no tip.
Really?
I don't think so.
I would fucking bash your head.
Hey, you're paying me to do this? That's it? And then pour? Nah, get out of here. No. No.
You're a cheap fucking dude.
I'm not cheap. I'm being realistic.
No, you're being realistic.
You guys are crazy. That's crazy. Cheap. I'm that realistic. Crazy.
You would tip for just a beer pour. A beer pour.
Yes.
No way.
It's a bartender.
Bro, the price is probably already like $8 for a Bud Light.
Do you tip your Uber driver?
Oh, he doesn't drive. No, he's going to drive anyways. He's in the car already.
I'm glad you said that.
I'm realistic.
You know what the tip is? The 5-star rating I gave you.
Do you tip your barber?
Hector?
Yeah.
Nah.
I don't know how much he charges, honestly. So
I don't know. I was going to say, I feel like he's overcharged.
I have no idea.
I throw something.
I don't know how much it costs, so I might be tipping every time.
I swear to you, I've been paying a set price since
What do you pay?
And I don't want to say it.
But just bleep it out.
No. But this is between us, so it's...
Yeah.
No, I don't want you to know, because then you're going to be like, yo, because that's not the point.
Give me the Kermit price.
I want the Kermit price,
Hector.
I have my price that I pay.
Okay.
What's your price?
What do you pay?
30.
So you don't tip. Holy shit, you don't tip.
Is that... But I thought the
yo, thought, you don't thought, fucking
wait, how much
tip.
Is, how much is the cost of a haircut?
30.
I thought it was 25.
No, it's 30 haircut and a shave.
First of all, if you thought it was 25, you tip him $5?
Oh, yeah.
Five?
Yeah, five.
That's
you got
good,
five
that's
on
a good amount.
What? Man? Yes.
Yeah.
10 if I have the kit. Well, it's all electronic.
I mean, 20% is 6, but you don't want to tip. It's odd giving him $6.
Give him a 5.
You fucking go to the next
New York thing. Rules.
Yeah.
All right.
He's never. I don't know where that, came, that from. Came from.
Hey, you put 5 on it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
30.
Well. You just cost Hector an extra $10 next time.
Damn it. Man. Now I'm going to have to give him like 35 because you guys made me feel like shit. the guys told me I got to pay 35
now.
Yeah,
dude. I hit him up with 40.
I do 40.
Yeah.
But you bring the kids. It's different.
No. Me, 40.
Okay.
If I bring the kids, Jacob is 40.
40 as well. Okay.
And Sean would be
30. Half off.
30.
Oh, 30.
Because his is like 25. So I just throw extra. I tip people.
Yeah.
I worked in the service industry.
Do you tip the pizza delivery guy?
I won't be honest. I can't remember the last time I ever got a pizza delivered. But if I would tip him.
Or your Uber Eats.
Hey, when they come catering. When they come catering.
I tip.
You tip? Oh, wait. Why?
Because they brought the food to me. They cooked the food. They brought the food. They
did. Is there a charge for the delivery?
Well, it's already included. Yes.
It is?
Yes.
Oh, but you tip them.
I tip them.
Oh, okay, you fucking coward.
They know where I live.
That's exactly what it is.
What you are. You are a fucking coward.
Hey, watch with that tone and that,
because
that word.
Because they come here.
Watch with that word.
No, no, I said it.
No,
I said it. Listen.
No, you need to watch your mouth.
Coward.
Okay? I don't like it.
Because they come to your house and you feel for, I got a tip.
Oh, yeah.
What if they break a branch on my tree out there?
that's serious offense.
What if they step on?
Yeah, you got money fucking tipped up on the barbecue place. Fucking coward.
You keep calling me that fucking word. Yeah. That's why I'm going to jump
over
Danny.
Well, apply the fucking same rule.
Wow.
You fucking call me like going against fucking high school people, pouring ice cream for you. Working horrible shifts.
Hey, that's not my fault.
Hey, it's not. You don't have to go and buy it.
I do have to buy my ice cream.
Oh, but then tip.
I got tip.
Don't be cheap.
Do you tip the ice cream man that drives in the truck? How about
First
that?
First of all, that guy does not exist.
Actually, they do exist over here.
Yeah?
In my neighborhood, too.
Oh, I haven't seen him.
Because your house is in there. You live in a dangerous area.
It's the same van that was in back in the day.
Here's the thing. I only like the Mr. Softy truck. All right?
But that's New York, isn't it? I don't know. That's Softy but
there's
down
one,
here.
There's one in Lake Eola.
Oh, okay.
And it has to have the music. But when you go to Lake Eola, the prices for that.
What do you mean it has to have the music?
The ding 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 ding.
Oh, okay. Ding, ding, ding,
ding. See? How Kermit's brain works.
Kermit's inner monologue.
I'm hungry.
No, I don't tip the ice cream man.
All right, we'll see.
Because, well, first of all,
he's prepackaged.
First of all, yeah, he's just selling. I mean, you don't tip the guy at Publix either.
No.
You know what I mean?
No, they're not allowed to.
Well, you know what I mean. But he's just selling you something out of a box, right. Charging you four times as much as he paid for it. So that's fine.
So fast food, chain restaurants, no tip.
I think me and Danny are in the same thing. And it's so odd. Because we come from two different worlds, but we bond in certain things that we are so similar with.
Right.
Chain restaurants, chain fast food places.
Okay.
So if I go to a mom and pop burrito place, I'll tip.
You get tip. Okay.
Yes.
If I go to a Spanish restaurant, I'll tip. If I go to El Pollo Tropical, they can
100%
agreed.
You know what I mean?
When we say chain restaurant, I'm thinking like a Subway or a Chipotle like that. No tipping. But like if you go to a chain like Outback Steakhouse or something like that, you're going to tip those people.
Yeah.
But by the way, you're getting 18 to 20% at those chain restaurants even then.
The lowest that they offer.
You're getting the normal basic amount.
Can I tell you when
I'll tip 25-30% at a hole in the wall type of family owned restaurant, and I don't really give a shit about like people try to tie it to their service or whatever, and you really have to fuck up to get below 25% with me, because like you really have to fuck up, and I don't care about your attitude or your fucking hospitality or
anything like that, you
have to ignore me to get less than 25%.
Acknowledge me.
No, like if you ignore me
and
don't, and I just sit there with an empty cup, then you're probably going to get hurt. But like, you don't have to be nice. I don't give a shit if you're nice.
Younger Pedro.
Uh-huh.
This is before Lisa. So BL.
Okay.
And early L.
Okay.
Pedro.
Yeah.
Had a Russian judge approach. To the server.
Nobody gets a perfect score.
Oh.
That kind of thing.
I'm looking for flaws.
Oh god.
Like, oh, there goes a dollar. There goes another dollar.
Okay, so yeah, so you all depending.
One time it was such a shitty service, I left without tipping.
Yeah. I don't know if I've ever done that.
And I kinda like, as much as I'm like, fuck that person, I still kind of felt bad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know what? I don't know what that person's going through and stuff like that. I could have at least given her 15% or 10% rather than nothing. Because now I made her day worse.
Right.
Now whoever comes after, I just compounded the cuntiness. You know what I mean?
You charged interest on
it. I'm fucking compacting that cuntness.
Yeah, because the next few people are going to really...
Oh, dude, she'll fucking put period blood on their
thick
sandwich.
Yuck.
Or something.
To go, please.
To go.
Anyways, Papa Diesel's barbecue and... Papa Diesel! That baked potato was on point. I can tell you their brisket was fire.
I'm going to go check that out.
It was good, dude. I like it a lot.
I didn't know
it was really even there, but it's over near... one of the kids' extracurricular activities.
There's a couple places. Dude, I've been... Shout out to Hector. Hector's Barbershop.
Okay.
Winter Garden. Don't make any appointments with him because I need the slots. He's been talking about this carnivore diet for a while.
He mentioned this to me, too.
And I got the haircut. I think I got it Friday. I went out and... I think my last meal that I went with a coworker, I went to Cracker Barrel and I had breakfast and pancakes. And I was like, I feel fucking shitty. I got home, I'm fucking sleeping, stuff like that. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to give this carnivore diet thing a shot.
Okay.
And since Tuesday, not this Tuesday, last Tuesday. So okay. It's about
a week and a half.
Yeah. So it's about to come 2 weeks.
Okay.
I've been doing that.
Okay.
Dude, I started at 304.
Okay.
I'm down to 292.
Oh, shit.
Really?
I'm down to 292 and a half yesterday.
No shit.
Yeah.
So only meat.
Only, so my eggs, breakfast, right? Breakfast is like two fried eggs and bacon, or I'll do an omelet. I'll throw cheese or something in it. No sugar whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Oh, I put you, so I'll get like a sweet craving and stuff like that. So I'll have a banana.
So you're not allowed to have like any hot sauce or ketchup or anything on it?
Yeah, yeah, I fucking throw hot sauce. Not ketchup.
Well, ketchup has sugar, but yeah.
Okay. I'm not a kid. I don't fucking like ketchup on my eggs.
Okay, jeez. I'm just asking.
You are all about ketchup.
I'm all about ketchup.
Which yeah, fucking, real offended.
I love it. Sad. I love
yeah.
it.
Num, so, num, num, num. Yeah, so, dude, the first day was like I went to Costco. Did I tell you what Sean did to me?
I don't think so.
you told me.
I picked up Sean. From school.
All right.
And I'm like, yo, I'm going to run to Costco. I'm going to go buy this. It's the Tuesday, day one.
Okay.
Got him in the cart. We're going to the meat side. And he goes, tio, tio, look, a pirate. It's a lady with an eye patch. And I go, no, Sean, no, Sean, that's not a pirate. He goes, yes, it is. Yes, it is a pirate. She only got one eye. Bro, I couldn't turn that corner fast. I look like Vin Diesel. Like getting away from the Federale.
Oh,
that's so funny.
I love it when they do that. I do that joke about Brantley seeing that old lady. Remember I tell you, he saw the old lady walking a dog. And the old lady is just white as shit and wearing a gray dress.
Ghost.
And he goes, oh, my God, look, Dad, it's a dog and a ghost. I love it when they do that shit.
But the thing is, I'm trying to be like, no, that's the thing. He goes, no, yes, it is.
He corrected you out loud. Yes,
it is. It is a pirate. I'm right. You're wrong, Dio. Bitch got one eye. Look. Look at me, lady.
Say arr.
Arr, lady. Arr. You bitches crying from one eye. So I bought a rotisserie chicken
all right.
in Costco. Bro, I went to town on it. I'm like half of it.
Okay.
Boom. And then whenever I get hungry, I'll pick on the chicken and stuff like that. It hasn't been bad, dude.
No?
Nah, dude. I don't get like, I don't have, I lost the thing to have something sweet. Okay. Like I got here and I wanted something. So I'm like, I asked him if he got peanut butter or anything like that because mm-hmm. I'll take a spoon of that. But so far, it's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude. Well, down 10, 12 pounds is
bro,
no joke.
No exercise.
Well, that's
the only good. Exercise
like
I did.
I say, you liar.
Yoga.
You say you've been going? Yeah. Like I said, you've been doing yoga.
Yoga, but then you don't fucking.
You doing yoga?
Yeah.
Like at home yoga or you yeah. going to a place?
No, at home for now.
And the VR?
What happened?
On the VR?
Yeah, on the VR. With the math. No, I signed up for...
I'm in the clouds.
I signed up for this yoga studio. It's going to open in the summer in Winter Park.
Okay.
And so you just pay like the founder's fee,
mm-hmm.
but then they give you the website.
But you got to pay for the cult fee.
Yeah. So you get the website until they open. And then once they open...
Oh, so you pull it up on the computer and follow it
on the Apple TV. Pop, pop, pop.
Yeah.
Is it going to be that yoga studio is like
yoga
like 100, 100 degrees, 120 degrees?
They have classes that they have.
Burkham? Was it Burkham?
No, hot yoga.
Hot yoga.
Oh, okay, hot yoga.
Yeah. Burkham is the one that they molest
you. Yeah, they touch you. That's what you're going to get.
Do you do
a little,
nice
love
little,
it?
Nice little rub down from a yogi. A yogi?
Hey, that. I'm touching.
Come, Mr. Lima, let me rub you down.
Oh, you got very strong armpits.
Would you like some street food that I made? I made it with my feet.
So do you do this in the living room?
Yeah.
You wait for it like his...
I can't have the kids there. Animals would be jumping
That's what
on
I
me.
Was getting at.
I used to do, you know, it's funny. I used to do DDP yoga with Lisa.
Bang!
Yeah. Bang! And it was, Jacob was little and me and Lisa would do it. And then Jacob would just do it as well and just join in.
At the end of the session, Pedro DDP somebody.
Yeah.
He gives him a diamond cutter.
Boy, at the end, you go like this.
It was an RKO. Diamond Dallas, that page was RKO, yeah. The original.
I don't think I could do it if anybody were to see me.
You want to take a class?
Huh?
You want to do a class?
A yoga class?
Yeah.
In your living room?
No, not with me, dude. We'll go to a studio.
In the summer, you mean? This summer?
The summer? No.
Did you just say it's going to open this summer?
Yeah, you said it's not open.
Calm down. The one next to my house. There's one in Waterford Lakes, and there's one in Belle Isle.
Oh. No.
Okay.
With other people looking?
No. Nobody's looking, dude. And here's the thing.
They're looking.
No. Listen.
They're looking.
Listen. And I don't give a shit if Lisa listens. Hey, man. Fucking smoke shows.
I understand.
And they're doing fucking flexible shit.
Yeah, but then now I'm looking like that guy.
If you want to go eat biscuit sandwiches next door to it, I'm down, but... If you think I'm going to go stand next to him doing my fucking crane dance and shit, no.
You're too self-conscious.
Yes.
Dude.
Yes. Yep.
Yep.
All my skinny kids all ask me why I sweat so much and I just want to crawl in the oven.
Do your kids, can you go shirtless in your house or you don't go shirtless in the house?
I don't usually go shirtless anyways.
No. But have your kids ever seen your belly and especially like Sean and Faith, because they're the little ones.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, oh, Tio's belly. You got a big belly, Tio. And I said, thank you.
Yeah. They say shit. They say shit every once in a while. Selah will do it because Selah likes to cuddle. And she'll just say, you know, something along the lines like, you're
fatty, fatty, fat.
You're so,
fat,
you're
fat.
So you're so squishy. Or something. And you just go, hey, go fucking go to bed. Go to bed.
But it's four.
Go to bed.
But it's four.
Daddy, I think I left a Lego in one of your rolls.
They use one of your rolls to cover.
I don't have rolls.
No?
No.
Oh, that's the perfect.
You're just a solid keg.
I'm just, it's all fucking so
tight.
Can
I tell you, dude?
I feel so tight.
You're a cylinder.
Like like Bert Kreischer has the perfect, like, he's
fat guy
fat,
body.
Right.
But it's perfectly round.
Right.
Kind of thing. My fat is, it stopped, it's like.
Oh, it does a pouch.
Yeah, dude.
It does a speed bump pouch.
Yeah, I wish I had the confidence of just be able to.
I'm not really soggy, like soggy fat. I'm just fucking, I feel like everything's just under PSI.
You're like easy to draw.
Just a head and just it's just whoop.
Yes.
And
whoop.
Then draw the arms,
yes.
And you're done.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Boom.
You're NPC.
Boop, boop, boop. Belly button.
I gotta do something, dude. I'm fucking miserable.
Yeah, dude.
Are you? Yeah, I'm fucking miserable.
Well, I mean, work like a madman.
But it doesn't help that. I mean, I've had COVID twice since Christmas.
Yeah.
Twice?
And then another, some other fucking respiratory thing 2 weeks ago or whatever. Like, I've been sick like half of the last 2 months.
Which is wild.
And
start doing push-ups between hell dives.
I should probably. You know what? I got one of those.
You squatted out.
Alyssa got me one of those little, it's like a little stair climber, but it's just a thing with two foot pads.
To get to the ceiling fan and hang yourself.
Stairway to heaven over there.
I didn't think about that. She got me that thing knowing I had the rope already.
Oh, the one that you stand and you can do.
Yes, you just stand in place, right? And so I've thought about putting Helldiver on and stand there and walk like I'm fucking, but
you're just going to have Popeye calves.
It's hard.
Yeah, dude.
It's hard.
Yeah, dude, your calves are going to be like... Is he gonna be fat? Or your calves are gonna be like, oh shit, he's a world strongest man competitor.
This guy is something else.
You got Bowie's fucking calves.
I gotta do something. I was thinking about, because I was talking to Hector, he said you were doing the carnivore thing, and I thought
oh, that's right up your alley,
that's
bro.
Up your alley,
it seems like it. I really fucking really like potatoes and bread, though.
No, you really like monster drinks.
Dude, can I tell you? Nah. I have not.
I haven't even drank.
You can have the monster drink, just a zero sugar, which is the one you drink. I haven't had bread. I haven't had rice. I haven't had potatoes.
That's hard.
I thought it was.
No potatoes on the carnivore diet?
No pasta.
No, no pasta.
But vegetables all game.
No.
So, no.
No.
No, but here's the thing. The carnivore diet is a version of the keto
diet. It's just super keto, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to have to start introducing vegetables.
I think you have to for fiber reasons.
Bro,
and shit.
Because
you're seagull shitting, you got, I'm sure.
Oh. Seagull or block shitting?
It's block.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right. I was going to say, that thing is, you better drink some minute.
Yeah, because I'm eating protein.
Yeah,
he's just. Okay, yeah.
And stuff like that, but it's still like. Yo, man, I need something to loosen
Andre
it up.
Andre the Giant over here taking those shits at all.
I gotta go. You got peanuts.
Shitting a cinder block.
Beef jerky.
Ooh.
I was thinking about that.
So, yeah.
I was thinking about that. But then, it's, and, yeah. Like, you know, I sometimes get in my head and make excuses, but I've traveled around so much.
Dude, just and it's perfect for you because you like smoking. Throw a bunch of sausages in the thing and then take it with you when you travel.
Yeah, but like
chop it up.
Like I'm out to eat with people. I don't just
then order fucking have steak.
I know you can't. I know you can go somewhere and order. It's just
yeah,
becomes a hassle. That's all.
Don't tip. I'm on a carnivore diet. Can't tip.
It's not an excuse. It's just
I went to a breakfast place.
Yeah,
because I'm like. Hey, let me get a meat lover omelet.
Give me all the meats.
Okay, it comes with what type of bread or biscuit and gravy and stuff like that. Instead of that, can I get like some extra bacon on the side? It's going to be extra. Like, oh, but what kind of bread do you want? It's like, no, I don't want. Do you want grits? Like, listen.
Take the bread.
Take all that shit. Donate it up your ass. Donate it. Give it to somebody.
Give it to the guy else.
Dude, at my job, they gave us breakfast.
Yeah.
Bagels.
Chick-fil-A sandwiches.
Oh, nice. That makes up for no raise.
So, I went there. Boom. Well, I got a raise. And a bonus. I got the biscuit, and I would just take out the chicken. Mm-hmm. And I realized how little that fucking chicken is.
Yeah, it's all bread.
It's all biscuit.
It's all biscuit.
It's most bread.
Of course. Yeah. you think they give you a nice size chicken breast?
What do you do with the biscuit now?
Toss
it. I fucking give it to my buddy and be like, here you go.
Shoot it into the trash can.
Here's some honey.
See right there. That attitude, yeah. That needs to change.
No, I know.
Because you were like, what do you mean you're throwing away?
Can I tell you what I enjoyed? This I really enjoyed. I had this after we hit the mitts.
Right.
Took lunch to Lisa. I took her ID because she had left it. I stopped at Chick-fil-A. I got a 30 count of chicken nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you told me this.
Just me. Fucking loved every
second.
Yeah, but
they're breaded.
You can have it.
I feel like that's not, a little bit wrong, but yeah.
But it's not. Okay. The Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets are not as breaded as
McDonald's and
the McDonald's or anything else.
Okay.
Yo, he called me.
That 30 is a lot. 30 little breads is still.
Called me. He called me like he won a car. He's like, hey, I just ate 30 chicken nuggets.
Dude,
I was like,
I had a plethora of sausage.
I was like, was it a contest? What's happening here?
Can I tell you something? So when I worked, I don't have to say where I worked, but I worked at a place that was right next door to a Burger King.
Uh-huh.
And they used to have 20 nuggets for $2.99.
Oh.
And I used to get 40 nuggets.
Good God.
Just eat them.
Just fucking.
It's just.
I don't enjoy.
It's all bready.
The McDonald's nuggets.
I don't either.
I don't enjoy the Wendy's nuggets is okay, but I still don't like nuggets.
It's McDonald's. McDonald's sauce is what I love.
I'd rather go to town on some wings.
Yeah.
Then, you know what I mean?
And I do.
Or chicken fingers.
I don't fucks with chicken fingers.
I don't fuck with chicken fingers either. I don't know why. I don't know. I'd rather do chicken nuggets than chicken fingers, as stupid as that sounds. I don't like the fingers. I don't like it. But then again, here I am at L House ordering zingers.
I went at the Orlando City game. They change again. The food things. The food things. Now, there's only one place you can get chicken, but they're doing a lot of local businesses.
Gringos having their own stands.
I don't think Gringos is there anymore.
What's the chicken place?
Oh. They got Black Rooster or Black Tacos, whatever the fuck it is. The chicken place is the co-op.
Okay.
The coop.
The coop. Four Rivers.
The co-op.
Okay. The Four Rivers people.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's in Winter Park. I got the chicken fingers. Bro, it was like a chicken breast.
Oh, yeah?
Yo, it was big. Amazing.
Yeah.
I told Lisa, bro, when we come here, we're coming here. But they give you that and fries. So then I'm like, I'll take
fries.
Here, babe. Lisa had so many fries, she just gave it to a kid in the front. Like, hey, you want some fries? The kid's like, yeah.
Strangers.
There's a buddy of ours. Oh, okay. Orlando City game. National anthem. Yeah. They're playing Canada. They're playing Montreal.
Okay.
So the first national anthem that they played is "Oh Canada."
Sure.
The guy forgets the word.
Right then? That's all he got?
Bro, he got to "Oh Canada."
Bret Hart.
Oh.
He stopped.
Oh, silence?
Bro, and Infinity was with me. And you can see the guy on the screen. He goes,
oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, was he humming it, though?
Glorious and free, oh Canada, in and on God for thee. Bro, I was into it. I was into that fucking song. I was like, you fucking asshole, you didn't know it?
That's funny.
And then he sang the national anthem. There was no way he could fuck that up. Because the crowd was fucking ripped.
Oh, I'm sure.
Did he mess that up or no?
No, he got it. Oh. He got it. But it kind of felt bad.
Was it better than the one that
fuck
you just...
Bro.
The little girl.
Hey, Fergie. Move aside. There's a new queen in town.
You want to play it?
Whatever this kid is, I don't know what game this was, but the parents should be charged for child abuse because this little chick showed up with the American. She looked like she was a Trump doll.
Oh, yeah. It was a Kid Rock costume for sure.
Yes. It was like American flag kind of thing.
Oh.
And do you have it queued up?
I have it queued up.
This is the national. Please rise for the United States national anthem.
Oh, I didn't. I had the Bluetooth off.
We're so gallantly streaming, and the rockets are
laughing. The players are laughing.
The players are laughing at the time.
Oh, so good.
No, keep going.
Oh.
That our flag was still there.
I messed up. Bro, she was in it.
She was like
zoning.
Here's the thing.
How old do you think she is, first of all?
I would say
7. I was thinking
A little bit older. I would say like 8, 9 at least.
She's less than 10 for sure.
Less than 10.
For sure.
Okay.
Yes.
There's a parent that's like, baby, you did so good.
100%.
Gassed her up.
So good.
Yes.
100%.
Would you have a problem to tell your kid, yo, that was horrible?
Oh, no.
Oh, you got to keep it inside.
No, that's how I tuck them in at night. Give me a hug. Get in bed.
You had a bad day today.
You're not all that good at Fortnite. And like, or whatever. Just a random little hip check right before bed night. bedtime.
But that's a buildup. It wasn't like she showed up and was like, hey, you're singing a national anthem. She was practicing that.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, yeah. So they were just kind of like,
there's some mother. Yes. That mother probably knows somebody in the arena.
Oh, boy.
And said, Jessica is ready to do the national anthem, and she is going to kill it. And I picture this fucking mom has that haircut that's like this.
Okay, you know what I mean? Yeah.
She goes, Jessica is going to kill it.
The Octomom haircut.
She is going to be fantastic. Everybody's going to be singing, baby girl, you're going to be great.
Yep.
And it's just giving that.
No. My favorite.
I think I want to be able to say, to my kids. Oh, you know what I mean?
Of course.
Like, I got to keep them realistic. I think that's the problem that's happening with a lot of these fucking comics. To at the open mic that fucking
listen. I deal with it weekly. All right, I deal with it weekly with kids.
Yeah,
and these parents bring these kids in here and they think they're gonna be UFC MMA fighters. And I tell them, I was like, "Yo, your kid's gonna get beat up if he ever competes at this rate."
Right.
He needs to change.
Do you talk to the kids like Joe Rogan talked to Brendan Schaub?
Yeah.
Like, I don't see you beating anybody.
I was like, I don't see you reaching black belt at this level right now. I don't see you. You don't fight. You don't listen to what I tell you.
You cry every time I tell you to.
Yeah, go ahead. You let emotions take over.
You let your nose run.
Yeah, it's just.
I love the basketball players or what? It was basketball, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I love them.
They were cracking the fuck up.
Putting their hands over their mouths like this, like they were really.
Shit! It's Baby Fergie. You know, a lot of them said Baby Fergie. Yeah. Dude, and
oh, it's so bad.
I gotta rank that up there.
Hey, but hats
it's
off.
High. And by the way, the long version of that song. It wasn't this quick, let's knock it out, and just didn't go great.
Carl Lewis. Olympian Carl Lewis. You looked at me with confused eyes, so I have to explain to you. Olympian Carl Lewis, gold medalist.
Okay.
United States hero.
Okay.
Track and field legend.
Okay.
Carl Lewis decided to sing the national anthem.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Do you want to hear how that went?
I'm assuming not well.
Oh, it went good.
It went
as good as you would think an Olympic sprinter singing the national anthem would go.
Here we go.
Oh, come on. Shut up.
There you go. Let's fucking.
Oh, nice. Off to a start.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light?
Not bad.
What so proudly we have.
Okay.
At the twilight's last.
Here we go. Here we go.
Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous.
So far,
it's not bad.
But we watch with so gallantly.
Here we go.
Here it comes.
And the rocket.
Woo! Who punched him? The crowd go, oh. It sounded like someone stabbed him. I'll make up for it.
Oh, boy.
Remix.
He lost the crown.
Big finish.
Bring it home, Carl.
Land it strong. That wasn't that bad. I mean, he kind of belted that, but
there's a nice picture of who I think is Derek Coleman hiding his face in his jacket.
Now, we heard those two versions, right?
Yeah.
And people still to this day say Carl Lewis and Fergie did it the worst.
Fergie's was bad, dude.
Let me bring you.
Oh, this is your new?
This is not bronze. This is not silver.
Oh.
This is not gold.
Oh, boy.
This is fucking diamond, triple platinum level
vibranium.
Who's this? Who's taking this win?
And you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight.
Sounds like a reader from Disney.
Whose broad stripes and bright stars
so far?
So gallant.
Oh no.
Oh.
It's last. And the rocket glare.
Wow, okay.
Everything was there, dude. Oh my God.
For the land of the free and the home of
there. Let me ask you something.
Okay.
What's worse, sounding like horrible or not knowing the lyrics?
I think not knowing the lyrics.
Not knowing the lyrics, right? Because you at least know the lyrics, but you can, it's just like, hey, man, you just can't sing.
Yeah.
But you don't know the lyrics.
Yeah, you get an A for effort if you at least try to sing it and you know, it's can't. Yeah. If you don't know the words,
you don't know.
I wouldn't know why anyone want to put themselves through that nightmare. I mean, that's not like professional. Well,
you know who does it?
That's not a professional singer.
You know who does it right is guitar players when they play the national anthem on a guitar.
Yeah. Bam, bow,
wow. All they gotta do is tune that bitch.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. I'm gonna do it with my autotone.
Joe Satriani. Joe Satriani did one for a NASCAR race. Nailed it.
Yeah.
No problem.
Brian May did the England national anthem.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna see if Orlando Magic need me. You wanna see if I can do it?
Do you have batteries in it?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Oh, that's funny.
Let's see.
Does this thing have batteries in it?
There we go. It does have batteries, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's see if I can do it.
Playing the national anthem, Clement Gonzalez with his, what's that thing called?
Automatone.
Automatone.
It's been a while.
Yeah. Automatone.
Yeah, do it. You got it. You got it.
Turn this up.
And the rockets were there, and the flag was also there, and something was streaming, and I was also there. Oh, say does that rocket glazed donut also will be there. Oh, the land of the there and the home of the.
Yeah, guitars will tend to do that at the end.
Yeah,
perfect. Sign me up, Orlando Magic.
Good. That was as good as that little girl. I hope all her friends made fun of her.
I hope so too.
Oh, that poor girl's got to deal with that.
Why did you do that? It was not good. I hope the teacher gave her a bad grade just because of that.
Oh, she
she got her spelling words right.
To school with that outfit on and her little
that outfit.
Ramsey cowboy hat.
You think she? You think she earned herself a meeting with Trump?
Oh, for sure.
Oh yeah, she's gonna be at the next rally.
Oh, she's got a
rally. She's going to sing the inauguration.
I hope some Cuban girl dumped her strawberry milk on her head at lunch.
Dude.
That was bad.
That was horrible.
It was bad.
Did you see the clip of the Willy Wonka experience in the UK?
Bro.
Did you send it?
Can I tell you
something? It's a lot of videos, but yeah, okay. We can talk about.
Picture this.
Okay.
Picture. Yeah. What's something that you like?
Yeah, picture Willy Wonka.
Something that we mean that.
As a kid, something that you wouldn't mind seeing the world of.
Oh.
Oh, my God. You asking Danny that?
construction, construction and yeah. meat,
yeah.
and you get them. Just take me
how
to
you
meat.
Make the sausage. Yeah.
Can I tell you something? How you take me to a slaughterhouse?
Can I tell you something?
All the dead cows hanging.
I want to go to the Sophie Choice exhibit.
Can I tell you? I actually thought sausage.
Of course you did.
That was the first
thing. How do they slaughter the pigs and make sausages?
Oh, I can't wait to see that exhibit.
That's why I fumbled. That's why I was like, oh, don't say sausage. They'll make fun of you.
Let me get some pigs.
The Willy Wonka.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
In Scotland, they decided to, this person apparently went on AI and did a badass poster.
All right.
And made it look the Willy Wonka
experience.
So the poster said, so parents bought tickets to this. When they get there, dude, picture an empty warehouse.
Oh, no.
And just in the corner, there's like an inflatable
bounce house,
like
whatever.
A bounce house yeah. of chocolate. There's
lollipops and stuff like that.
Yeah. There's no chocolate whatsoever.
Yeah. By the way, Willy Wonka chocolate factory? No chocolate.
Period.
No jelly beans and lollipops. Then they introduced an evil person
not even in the story that he was scared the kids out of their chocolate.
Yeah.
Oh, they would. The kids will walk in, and each kid will get
Danny. You
one jelly bean.
Go on TikTok, yeah. And just put Willy Wonka experience.
Because it sounds like the fucking like the fire festival of kids.
Oh, perfect example.
Thank you. Is that what it is?
Perfect example.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Nailed it.
Nailed it on the head.
Willy Wonka.
They got all the people. The
experience.
The staff. The staff is all trying to come out. I was like, I didn't know what was happening.
They got hired.
They got hired.
Look at the poster.
Yo, it looks amazing.
Oh, you just put out.
I told you. Look how sad that looks. It's just an empty warehouse and just random spots. It's almost like a serial killer kidnapped a kid. Yeah. And it's like, I got you some things that you like.
Yeah.
Willy Wonka, get in the van.
Bro, there's just the fucking air conditioner hanging down. And they put the pictures on bed sheets and taped them to the wall.
It's just props, some shitty prop. It's so bad.
Fucking hilarious.
It's Fire Festival.
No, that's what this little girl even says. Fire Fest.
Yeah.
Fire Festival.
Police were called to the scene.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
Yeah, they're like, what is going on here?
The actors that got hired, they're like, we just got contracted to do this, and they gave us these shitty costumes.
And they still haven't gotten paid.
And they haven't got paid. And then the person that organized it apologized, but no intention of returning the money.
No. And you know what? Fine.
Fine.
Really?
Fine. Yeah, fuck it.
Really?
Really?
Bro, why? Why not?
Maybe you want to take your kids to, let's say, Monster Jam exhibit.
Mm-hmm.
You get there, it's just a Hot Wheel track.
No, it's even better. It's just someone with a remote control car going.
Yeah. Not even. There's no batteries.
There's no monster truck.
It's a string.
It's a string. He's pulling it.
It's a string.
There's no monster trucks.
Oh, I don't know. Like, you get took. You know what I mean? If you get took, you get took.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a big get took.
I don't know how else to, I mean... What do you do?
They paint that the post. Tell me that poster did not look sick.
AI generated.
AI is a problem.
It's just going to keep happening.
I learned something this week watching John Oliver.
Okay.
The term pig butchering.
Okay.
So you know how you get those texts that say, hey, are you available at 6 a.m.? Hey, are you Linda?
I know you're talking about. I get these weird ones. Be like, hey, you want to schedule a meeting call for, you know, actors, something to meet us for The Walking Dead?
Oh, I haven't seen them.
So it's called pig butchering. And what they do is, like, people respond. Some people respond, and then they'll respond back. And some people are so lonely that continue having a conversation on, and they play the fucking long game. And they don't ask for money or anything like that. What they'll ask is, hey, invest in this. Like, they befriend them.
Okay.
And they'll be like, yo, man, I'm making money on this Bitcoin thing. I use this app. You probably want to look into it. Let me show you how much I've made and stuff like that. Then you get into the Bitcoin stuff. You putting money there. You've seen that you're making money, right? That money's fucking there.
It's just gone.
That's theirs. And then they'll get a tax bill. Like, this girl got taken for fucking $380,000.
Yeah.
And then she thought she had like a million in change.
Jesus.
They send her a tax bill. And that's when she goes, wait, this is wrong. And that was their attempt
wait.
To hit them again because they already invested $380,000.
Oh.
They were trying to hit them with it. Hey, you got to pay a tax bill on your gains and stuff like
send
that.
Send me the taxes.
$380,000.
Uh-huh.
More. And that's how they get fucked.
Dude, here, unbelievable.
You ready for this? You ready for this? The people that are fucking doing that,
mm-hmm.
they've been human trafficked.
Perfect.
So they'll go to a place thinking they're going to go overseas to work IT.
No.
And they're working for the fucking Singapore mafia or something like that.
God.
And they have them in a room. They beat the shit out of
them. Oh, my God. This story is horrible.
Bro, look it up. Go on YouTube.
Look it up.
Pig butchering. He breaks it down 27 minutes. So at first, you're like, you feel angry about the people that are texting you.
Texting, sure.
But they're being forced to do it. Otherwise, it's hilarious.
Yo, so the next time they text me, do you ask, are you okay?
Are you okay?
Are you okay?
Yeah. Are you some trafficked person?
Dude, I get them weekly.
Yeah.
I get them.
That's
like, hey, we haven't heard from you.
So this lady had cancer. This lady had cancer. And you know how the picture shows up on your Facebook kind of thing?
Right.
The person responded, hey, are you half Chinese and stuff like that? And that's how they made that relationship. And they played the long game, dude. It's the long game.
Well, they do the same thing on Facebook now. They'd be like, oh, your page is in jeopardy. Your business page is in jeopardy.
Yeah.
Text me and I can help you through it, blah, 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 blah. They do that with my Winter Garden one all the time.
Or it'll be somebody that I know asking me,
Have you seen the grant?
I fell for that one. I fell for that
one. Hey, call me?
Call me.
And I haven't talked to this person in a while and be like, oh, he'll be, hey, man, what's your phone number? Let me give you a call real quick. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I fell for that.
Akeem did that shit to me.
Yeah.
Akeem goes, hey, what's your phone number? And I texted him on the side. He's like, hey, you little twink. I think your Facebook. No, I'm asking you for your phone number.
He's Mike Tyson now.
Yeah, because he wanted to tell us about the fucking Florida man's OnlyFans.
I just think it's all fucking hilarious now.
Yeah.
A fucking
you get got
fucking fake Willy Wonka thing and these cornball suddenly send $380,000 in a text. Good,
but it's good. Crazy. It's crazy. I'm watching it and I'm like, how stupid can you be? Why are you so? But again,
stop being dumb.
The thing is, there's people that are gullible.
Oh, of course, there always
people,
are.
There's you definitely know people.
I mean, but it's also
people have been catfished.
I'm one. I'm gullible. I'm very gullible with dumb shit like that. Now I catch on. But like in the beginning, I remember when I first got a phone call talking about I want a cruise. And I was like, oh my God, I want a cruise? Amazing.
Can I tell you something?
And then you realize like, wait a second, I got to pay for what? I got to do this. I got to do that.
Yeah.
And like, oh, you idiot.
Can I tell you why? Can I tell you why it's hilarious to me?
Because you have no heart?
Well, maybe. But the biggest thing is that I see no difference between fake Willy Wonka land and Aldi selling horse meat instead of cow meat. Like, it's all the same. If you go buy great value shit, it's fucking like it's all nothing's what it's supposed to be on the box. Nobody gives a fuck.
You are fucking mouth watering for the apocalypse.
No, I just can't you see that? That's what that is.
Wait, you can't wait to eat delicious.
I don't want it. I fucking love Mio, and there's not going to be Mio in the apocalypse. And I love Mio. Monster Energy is one of the first to get got in the apocalypse comes, and I'm going to be sad. I don't want the apocalypse. But you look at it, you just go, it's not hilarious? Don't you ever, like, when people fall down, you think it's hilarious when people fall down.
Yeah.
I think it's hilarious when society falls down.
I don't think it's always funny.
And they bump their little head.
No, you do. You send us people fucking getting decapitated with a forklift. And you're like, it's Friday, Friday fine.
Yeah, with a smiley emoji.
Did I send you the elephant one where the guy got stomped to death on the elephant? That was wild.
If you did, I probably skipped it.
Nah, you puss.
I don't know, dude. That shit's just funny to me.
But it's kind of interesting. It's just seeing people that fall for that shit. And even funnier when people fall in love. Like 90, like the
catfish. That one I find crazy.
Catfish shows, oh, or yeah, 90 yeah. Day Fiance.
And they like travel across the world.
They believe she's loving
me. And they're just
me.
In Thailand lost now. They're like, yeah. Where is she?
I don't know how Thailandese people talk. Knock, knock, eat, knock, knock, eat, knock.
Are they talking like the aliens from Sesame?
Yep,
yep, yep, yep, yep, yep, yep, yep, yep, yep, yep, yep, yep, yep, yep, yep, yep. Wah, 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 wah,
bird, bird, bird.
Yep, 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 yep. Do you get the calls to ask if you're wanting to sell your house?
Yes,
I get those.
Oh, I don't get those.
I tell them 3.2 million cash.
We've started just yelling at them. Fuck you, just little loud. Hope it's recorded. You know how the fear was always like, don't ever say yes to some call because they could record your voice saying yes, and then they can say that, yeah, that you said yes to taking out a loan.
So are you yelling fuck you? In
fuck different- this fucking house, this piece of shit. I'd rather burn it with me in it.
You should take that time to try an impression.
No, I don't.
And just,
that's what
just
I do.
Work out my impressions.
Yes, fuck you.
That's what I do. I do voices. Do I just fuck with them.
Yeah. No, I don't want to buy it. I don't want to. I don't want to sell you my house. Fuck you.
See, perfect. Mickey Mouse, perfect. Yeah, that's what you should do.
I don't want to buy the house.
Yeah, that's what I do. What you do, though. I do an outrage. Well, what's the $5 million? That's ridiculous.
What if they
You're
say,
ridiculous.
What if they say yes? What if they say yes?
Son's a chuck now.
3.2 million.
Here's my cash app.
Have you guys watched any movies lately?
Can I tell you that I've been watching? I think it's because I've played Red Dead Redemption.
Oh.
I've been watching Godless. Have you seen that?
No.
Godless is a series on Netflix, like a Western.
Is it good?
With Jeff Daniels in it.
Is it good?
And he's a bad guy. And it's good, dude.
Is it?
It is. There's lots of like very, very bloody bullet shooting. Like somebody will have, they'll come across a dead body a days later. And it's just a fucking.
Can I tell you, I saw the first episode of Halo and I was surprised how people just fucking, yo.
Just exploding shit.
Holes in their chest, legs flying all over the place. I was like, Halo. Halo. Paramount Plus.
I haven't watched that. I watch a cartoon, so I don't think you guys
I watch because we're close to Oscar season. And so the movies that got nominated, I try to find them.
Okay.
I saw Son of Interest, which is a movie about this Nazi general, whatever it is, and he has a house right next to Auschwitz camp.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And he's there, and they have a garden, and everybody's there, and then
they do a lot of barbecuing, or?
No. So check it. Get ready. He gets with some engineers and stuff like that, and they come up with the idea of, hey, this is how we can, we can burn the bodies and get rid of it and stuff like that. So then the wife is like, oh, this is fennec. This is the green peppers. This is, and in the background, you just hear. Constant screaming. And these motherfuckers are going through it. At one point, he takes the kids to the river, right? And he's out there. And then something hits him. He gets it. It's somebody's jaw.
Oh, my God.
Jesus. And he tells the kids. And you can see the ash going by the river. But the part that was fucking funny in the, oh, my God, this is how sick these motherfuckers were. The guy calls the main to speak to like the HR department of the fucking Nazi.
Oh.
So they can put a bulletin thing for the soldiers. Do not rip the violets from the gardens. Be gentle. I don't want to see the violets being ripped. Anybody being caught is going to end up doing times. In the meantime, you hear voices and
like he, the worst thing possible. Like happening. The worst thing.
He organized like the showers and all this shit to exterminate.
Yeah. But he's worried about the flowers.
But he's worried about the flowers.
I want to complain to HR about my flowers being ripped from the ground.
Yikes, dude. Dude, is it a good movie though?
It's a different type of movie. Okay. It's like you okay. Just to watch and just see, because I don't know how accurate that shit was.
It's of course.
But normally when they do Holocaust stuff like that, they're pretty accurate, because he had Jew prisoners taking care of the house, babysitting his kids and stuff like that,
okay.
Being servants and stuff like that. At one point, the wife, you kind of like, oh, the wife doesn't want to move out and stuff like that. She doesn't want to leave here because she built the garden and stuff like that. But she fucking goes off on one of the helpers to be like, I'll make sure your husband's the next one that gets burned.
Oh, my God.
Jesus. I was like, what a cunt. What a cunt. And then I saw this movie.
And then I saw this movie.
Saltburn.
I've heard. Wait.
Brother.
Is this the one that people have been talking about with the grossest scene they've ever
Brother.
Seen? Is this the one?
Brother.
Does it involve a bathtub?
Brother.
What is it? I saw the trailer. I saw the trailer and I was like, nah, that's not my movie.
I don't want to spoil it.
Why not? I'm not going to watch
because
it.
Because there's people that probably haven't watched it. I don't want to spoil it.
All right. Well, you know, maybe fast forward. Let us know what it's about.
I'm not.
Or tell us the scene that you're talking about.
I'll tell you after. We're not going to record it.
It's about, am I right, though? Am I thinking of the right movie?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I've heard.
There's three scenes.
That's what I've heard. Yep.
There's three scenes that you're like, what the fuck? Like the first one.
I don't care.
The first one, I'm like, no. He thinks, because we talked about it, he thinks that it's gay.
And
he's going to, if he watches it, he's going to turn gay.
That's not true. I just know that if you watch too much gay stuff on your TV, it ruins your LCD. So I don't want to ruin that. It ruins. That's what I heard. I'm just saying. I don't want to ruin my television. It's too much gayness.
Imagine you had a plasma TV and you pause it on that scene and it burns it into the screen.
He goes, oh, it's like Brokeback Mountain to 100. It's like, dude, there was no hardcore anything in Brokeback Mountain. It's a story about love. This one, they allude to it, but you don't see anything. However,
there's a big however, and it's supposed to be really graphic.
This is what I'm going to do, everybody.
Yeah.
I'm giving you the heads up. I am going to, let's say, 5 minutes or 3 minutes.
I was going to say, I don't want 5 minutes of this.
Give me 3 minutes. No, because you're going to have questions on that. So for the next 5 minutes, once I start playing this song, I'm going to spoil the movie of Saltburn.
Okay.
I messed up.
So the movie's about this guy that's in Oxford. It's a school in England. Yeah. Stupid. And
England is in Europe.
Yes.
Oh, and Harry Potter world.
He's kind of like one of these odd guys. And then there's a popular young dude, good looking dude and stuff like that. And he's kind of smitten by the guy's energy kind of deal. Mm. And one time the guy's trying he sees the guy that has his bike is busted. So he tell him, hey, I'm going to be late for this class and I'm already in trouble. And he goes, well, take my bike. And from there they bonded on it. So the kid tells him, yeah, you know, my mother's a drug addict. My father's an alcoholic and he died or whatever. So the good looking guy feels sorry and tells him, well, why don't you come to Saltburn with me? That's the big castle that they live in. They go there. The guy is fucking like smitten. Like he has like a man crush on this. Right. So you get to meet the family.
Gayness.
You get to meet the family and you know, they all have their quirkiness. The sister is fucking loosey-goosey. The scene is, the guy gives him the tour of it. So he tells him, this is my bedroom. We're going to be sharing a bathroom. and then this is your bedroom here. So it's one of those bathrooms.
Do you know this yet? I don't know any of this.
Okay.
This is all new to me.
The good-looking guy is in the tub, and he's fucking jerking off.
No.
You don't see him fucking grabbing the fucking sausage or anything like that, but you see the...
Yeah, but you don't got to do that, too. That's what I'm saying. Stop that. Stop.
You like it's turning you on? You feel like taking a shit?
Ugh. Yeah, I think I got to take a dump. Yeah.
And so he does it in the shower. So then the guy leaves the bathtub. The water's draining. The fucking guy gets on the tub and starts to the water, to the fucking hole, the drain. He starts going like this. Bro, that scene, I was like, what the fuck is this?
That's the one I heard.
That's, what the fuck? Then later on the day or the night or
that
whatever.
WPS
or
stuff?
The week. It's white people. Fucking,
of course.
The sister, he starts hitting on the sister. He's kind of like, you can tell this guy went from nerd to creep. Motherfuckers.
Weirdo.
Like sociopath.
A fiend.
Yeah. Starts talking to the sister and stuff like that. And starts, like, he's going to finger the girl. And the girl's like, no, it's not that time. It's not the right month. And she goes, well, if lucky for you, I'm a vampire.
Mm.
And fucking does that. Fucking goes like this, drinks blood, takes it, puts it in her mouth. The scene ends with him with fucking blood on his face. Now, things happen.
That's fun.
Yeah, things happen in the movie and stuff like that. The good looking guy fucking dies of an overdose.
Oh, it's a good ending.
They bury him and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And the dude is fucking crying.
Right.
Crying out of control, hugging the cross and stuff like that. At the grave, he takes off his shirt, hugs the ground and stuff like that. Hey. Then unzips his pants, and you get to see his fucking heart on, and he starts fucking the grave. You think that movie ends there? You think that movie ends there? It does not.
Is that the prequel, The Walking Dead? Is that how it starts?
So it doesn't end there.
Oh, good.
Because during the whole thing, the good looking guy found out that the kid was full of shit. His mother's alive, the father's alive, whatever. So then he during the family's mourning and stuff like that, he talks to the sister while she's in the tub and stuff like that. When he leaves, she had killed herself.
Oh no!
So now she's dead.
Okay.
The father later on, years later, passes away. Both.
Jeez Louise.
He runs into the mother. The mother, oh, how you doing? They reconnect. He fucking poisons the mother and fucking. So pretty much he now has the fucking castle to himself.
Oh, that's cool.
This sociopath. The movie ends with him playing a song and the guy that's the new Joker in the Twilight Batman series dancing naked.
Okay.
Fucking with his hammer around, fucking like a 3 minute, like a 2 minute fucking thing.
What song?
It was the Drake video, is basically what.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm like, and Samantha's laughing at this because she's seen this fucking movie. I'm like, what the fuck is this? And that's supper.
There you go.
And that's how it ended. Just him dancing in the moonlight.
Oscar nominated. Oscar nominated film?
I don't think it is.
Based on that description, that movie sounds horrible.
I don't think so. It's interesting. It
sounds groundbreaking.
It's an interesting psych. It's like a psychological.
That's not into. I'm not into that. I'm not into that kind of like movies.
Because then you find out. He's the one that did the flat tire on the on the bike. He fucking
slit the sister's throat.
He poisoned a good looking guy.
Oh no.
He fucking murders the mom and shit like that. And like he fucking he's sociopath.
Yeah. Shit.
I feel like this movie is written by AI. I feel like
produced by Margot Robbie.
Is it really?
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah. The girl that brought you Barbie.
Cool.
No, Harley Quinn, but yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to say no.
Nah. I think you'll like it.
I watched Beekeeper before I watched that one. Now, that's a good movie.
Oh. Damn.
Say
it. Yeah, no. I can just imagine him screaming, "What is this?"
Yeah. I can picture Samantha just laughing all the time.
Hysterically.
Well, she was dying at the bathtub scene because I'm like, the fuck? What the fuck is that? What the fuck is this?
Dude.
And then we went to theaters?
Then, yeah, we went to theaters. And then the fucking period part was fucking, to me, that was fucking worse. And then when I saw him take off his shirt at the grave, I'm like,
here we go.
He's gonna
fuck.
He's gonna fuck the pile of dirt.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And he fucking did it, dude. Dude is a psychopath.
That was 8 minutes. So sorry for those of you tuned in the middle of it.
Well, should we hit it?
Yeah, let's go.
This wheels down this baby. This has been episode 155. As always, just follow us. Check us out. We appreciate you guys.
Hey, did you do your comedy show? I didn't mean to say stupid. I'm sorry.
No, it
did
is.
You do your comedy thing?
I'm doing a comedy show in the lobby of Funny Bone.
Why?
I don't know, but I'm doing it.
When is it?
March 29th.
March 29th.
Yes, sir.
I called it.
Hopefully I don't get COVID.
I called it the Why One City Tour.
Why One City Tour. Hopefully we don't get COVID like Krista tried to kill us last time.
Bro.
So it's okay.
I wait till you see these texts.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so thank you, Krista, for letting me play in your lobby.
March 29th.
March 29th. Tickets, come see us.
Tickets available when you get there.
Don't worry. It's free, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
So come on out. Who knows who shows up? I don't know. Matt Rife might show up. David Blaine.
Probably.
I don't know.
David Blaine?
Yeah.
David Blaine?
Yeah. The tiger from Steve.
You're going to get David Blaine. You're going to get that dude from downtown. Richard the Adequate.
Yeah, that guy. He's going to come out.
Is he dead?
I don't even know who that is, but let's bring him on out.
Remember that dude? That old dude with the hat would do fucking creepy magic tricks?
Yeah, no.
He just have fucking...
I thought you were talking about the guy that he's always like, pay me $5 and let you kick me in my balls. And he had his heart come out. Like, his heart will be shown. That was gross.
What cartoon is this?
No, it is a real person.
Oh, boy.
Downtown, the homeless dude. He had a defect, and his heart would beep, and you could see his heart beating through his chest.
Oh.
And he had like this, and then like he'd be like, give me $10, I'll let you kick me in my balls. It's all over TikTok. It's all over TikTok. Look it up.
Did you pay him?
I didn't kick him in his balls. The other comedians did.
Oh,
I felt horrible. Yeah, I was like, dude, this is crazy.
You were just taking video laughing?
Yeah. I laugh for like a second, then I go, oh, this is not funny. This is horrible.
I got a month's worth of Friday fines out of this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. David Blaine live at the Improv.
Yeah. Chappelle will show up.
Going to make Kermit's bald spot disappear.
That's right, baby. Yeah. Or it's going to make me have hair. Who knows? That's magic.
Yeah.
All right. See you next week or time, whatever. Adios.
Bye.